AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. is quickly gaining air superiority over Iran, but that can only go so far. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Hegseth says the Pentagon has ramped up air defense systems to protect U.S. troops and allies,
sparing no expense or capability.
But at a news conference,
this does not mean we can stop everything.
In acknowledgement, more Iranian drone or missile strikes could kill more American troops.
The risk is still high.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane was alongside Hegseth, who signaled the war could last longer than the administration's floated.
You can say 4 weeks, but it could be six, it could be eight, it could be three. Ultimately, we set the pace and the tempo. The enemy is off balance, and we're going to keep him off balance.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt explained why President Trump decided to attack Iran.
The terrorist Iranian regime has remained fully committed to rebuilding its nuclear program. How do we know this? Because Iran has pursued this path of war and violence.
On Capitol Hill, the Senate is headed toward a vote on President Trump's decision to go to war against Iran. Oil prices have soared following the attacks on traffic through the Strait of Hormuz, and global stock markets have been hammered over worries the spike in oil prices may grind down the world economy. Stocks on Wall Street appear steadier. All the indexes are higher. A blackout has hit the western half of Cuba. Millions of people in Havana and beyond are without power in the latest outage to affect an island struggling with dwindling oil reserves. The Food and Drug Administration is reviewing a request for new warnings on antidepressant drugs, and it's presenting an unusual conflict of interest at the agency. The researcher asking for the warning is a close friend of the FDA's top drug official. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Espionage in Britain.
London police say they've arrested three men suspected of spying for China in violation of the UK's National Security Act, with calls growing for one of the three to be named in light of speculation that he's the husband of a lawmaker, Joanne Reid, the Member of Parliament for a Scottish constituency. Reid's issued a statement indicating that her husband was among those arrested, while insisting that she herself is not involved. The police, however, have not yet named the three because none of them have yet been charged. The case follows several other probes into alleged Chinese spying. The British Domestic Intelligence Service warned lawmakers in November that Chinese agents are trying to recruit them through LinkedIn and front companies. Beijing rejects these claims. Officials say the arrests pose no immediate public threat. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Elon Musk took the stand in a shareholder trial in San Francisco. He's accused of making false and misleading statements that drove down Twitter's stock price before he bought it. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.